Mike Kliss is our 9 News Bronco Insider. And he, of course, is presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Joins us now. Morning, Mike.
Guys, do you realize that if the season ended today, the Broncos would be in the playoffs as the number 7 seed?
I did see that.
I did not know that. Good thing. Well, they should hope it ends today because the way they're playing right now, after Thursday night, it may not be that way. Hey, listen, I mean, we've hammered this thing around. It was a disappointing performance, to say the least, against the Raiders, where one team looked like the rivalry mattered. The other team looked like they were shocked that they were playing. But the bottom line to me is, what is going on over there right now, and is Vic Fangio and that coaching staff in a little bit of trouble?
Well, again, everyone wants to fire the coach, and they're going to the playoffs if it ends today. So he is not in trouble. You know, they're now in a couple weeks, maybe, you know, because you've got 2 losing seasons and a 3-game losing streak. It's not just a 3-game losing streak. So they have to start winning and winning soon, probably starting Thursday night. And, I think everyone will get through Washington and then maybe you reassess after Washington. But what's disturbing, guys, it's not only the 3 losses to the Ravens, Steelers, and the Raiders. I think they were down 3 scores in all 3 games. Which means you're not really competitive. They rallied against the Steelers. They did not rally against the Ravens. That's what's disturbing. And it was so promising, even though they were beating up the beast, the B teamers in preseason, and even though they were playing, the cupcakes in the early season, it still looked like it was a pretty good team. But there's no doubt the pressure's on Vic Fangio, probably a couple of his assistants. And we'll see. But that's the way it is, always. You know, John Fox has always said you're 2 losses in a row away from disaster in the NFL as a coach, and they're at 3 losses. So, yeah, it's the pressure is dialed up.
Mike, George Payton's role in all of this, is he somebody who came into this with the idea that he really, really wants to make it work with Vic and this staff, or did he inherit this staff with the understanding, hey, give him a year?
I'd say both. He did inherit the staff, you know, and I think as a general manager, you always like to pick your own coach and you always like to pick your own quarterback. And, there was only a certain amount he could do, but he didn't rebuild this thing. He didn't tear it down. And with the idea that they would be, 2-15 this year so they could get a high draft pick for a quarterback, that wasn't his strategy. His strategy was for this team to win 10 games and make the playoffs and build from there. So, he did want it to work with Vic. And it's, I think Vic is going to have a winning record to get a 4th year. I don't think that's unfair to say. And, he's got to get it. He definitely has to get it going. You know, now this team and Fangio's defense, Ronald Darby and Kyle Fuller, a couple of key free agent pickups, have hurt the team the last couple of weeks. They have not been $10 million cornerbacks. And so, George keeps tinkering with the back end of the roster. There's always needs. He does a good job with that. But, they're all culpable here. Nothing. When you're down 3 scores in 3 straight games, nothing is going right. I mean, there's blame, from top to bottom here.
No question about it. Teddy Bridgewater finally has one of those games where he turns the ball over 4 times, 3 interceptions, a fumble. Where do you see, if, if the losing slide continues, do you see a opportunity where they would put Drew in and see what they have in Drew going forward?
I mean, maybe, but, you know, it was interesting when Teddy had that concussion, they didn't hesitate, you know, going with him through the protocol. They wanted him back the following week against the Steelers. I mean, they didn't say, okay, this is a chance. Let's let Teddy rest up, make sure he's okay, and let's get Drew a chance here against the Steelers. They wanted to make sure that Teddy was going to be cleared so he could play against Pittsburgh. They want Teddy to still be the number one quarterback. And, yeah, if he has four turnovers a game these next 2 weeks and they don't win, I'm sure they would consider putting in Drew. But I don't think they're planning on that happening. The problem is they're getting behind. And Teddy in this offense is not a catch-up offense. You know, I think the first fourth and two pass where he had Saubert, I think it was, wide open for the first down, that was not a Teddy-like pass. After that, it looked like he just tried to force things. It was the act of a quarterback who was behind two or three scores and tried a little too hard to force things.
All right, Mike, quick turnaround. Right back out to Cleveland here before you know it. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, guys.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, coming up next. How much does this quick turnaround actually help the Broncos? That's coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.